Hey everyone, and welcome to Lost Levels Podcast. This is podcast number 83. Today we're going to be talking about Mario and Luigi Dream Team, a recent new game that came out for the Mario and Luigi series for the 3DS, of course. We're going to get all up into this, but first off, let's try to introduce everyone. First off, I am basking in the morning sun, your juicy buddy Spider Staryu, which I am really juicy, so hi. Yes, hey, hello, hola, buenos dias. Then we have the biggest Leslie in the world, your favorite fat, fabulous fungus, Toadette.
Warning, the following podcast contains spoilers from Mario and Luigi Dream Team. If you're too much of a baby to handle spoilers, get out now.
Yeah. Then we have the person with no catchphrase and nothing to say at all, Soul.
I don't have anything to say.
Oh, we have to get the dictionary and find out.
Sad.
Then we have our resident pet dog, Barky.
Howdy, y'all.
Yeah, Barky, you better behave this podcast or someone have to take you outside.
Bad dog.
Today, like I said, we're talking about Mario Luigi Dream Team. So, like what Toadette said, which Toadette will repeat it one more time.
If you're too much of a baby to handle spoilers, get out now.
Yeah, because there's going to be tons of spoilers, so if you're still playing through the game and stuff, and you don't want to hear that stuff, you probably should not watch this podcast. And if you don't give a flying crap, then you should definitely watch the podcast. That's not being rude, it's just the true tea, because I know some people are like, oh man, you spoiled the game, so we gave you a warning, so if you decide to continue...
Your fault.
Yeah, your fault then, if you heard something you didn't want to hear. So we're basically going to do a roundtable discussion today, because we don't have a lot of people on. We don't have Boo on this week, because Boo doesn't have the game. Garrulous doesn't have the game either, because she's a replacement, but she can't replace something when she doesn't have the game herself. And SC can't make it either, because he doesn't have the game either. So we had 3 people without the game, but 4 people with the game. So I guess 4 out of 7 is better than, like, 3 out of 4. So
it's more than half.
Yeah. So here are some of the questions. We're going to do sort of a roundtable. Toadette, do you mind if we start with you?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
All right, so first question. When did you get the game? Like, what day and what time and how was it?
I got it release day. And I went to Best Buy to go get it. And all I literally did is just I've had to wait for my dad to get up. We had some breakfast. We got in the car. We drove to Best Buy. I went to the video game section, I picked it up, I paper, and I left. No longer than like 5 minutes. Same thing that happened when I picked up Pikmin 3. Arizona is a really easy place to pick up games. I'm going to kind of miss that easy convenience when I go back home to New York next week.
Come back home to me. Soul.
I got it release day, and I had my family pick it up because I was lazy, and I was already somewhere else. So, yeah. I think we pre-ordered it at GameStop, but yeah, that's it.
Barky.
I got it yesterday, or the 14th.
Where'd you get it from?
The eShop.
eShop. Oh, all right. For me, I got the game exactly when it came out. I went to GameStop on, what day was that? Sunday, right?
Yes.
August 11th. Yeah, I was going to Target that day, which is ironic because I needed to get some groceries and stuff for cheap, and I had to get my snacks, I had to get my juice, you know, had to get a little bit of a munching crunch.
Juice.
So I went up to the game section. I was like, oh, maybe they have the game here. So then I went to Lady. I was like, hi, do you guys have Mario and Luigi Dream Team? And she gave me this dumb look like, huh? I was like, do you have the game? Do you have this game? I showed her a picture because I had a picture on like on my phone. Like, do you have this game? She's like, oh no, we're not allowed to sell those until Tuesday. I'm like, what? But the game's supposed to come out today. She's like, oh, but we're not allowed to sell them. So I'm like, okay.
She's probably stupid.
She's probably dumb because I was like,
what? They probably were allowed to sell it. She was just being stupid.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Cause she was like, okay. I was like, uh-huh, okay, thank you. She's like, eh. Like this dumb look on her face. I'm like, stupid bitch. Oh, cursing, crap. That'll be edited out.
Yep, taking my business elsewhere.
I was like, yeah, of course it's not here. It's supposed to come out today, and you're like, oh, not here till Tuesday. So then I went to GameStop in the Queen Center Mall. I went all the way over there because it was actually not that far. It was like 4 or 5 blocks away. I was like, oh, God, I have to walk this far. Walk. I went to the GameStop inside the mall, and then I asked the lady, I was like, do you have the game? And like, yeah, it's right here. And she unveiled, like, she had like this thing on top of it. I don't know what it was. It was like this like curtain thing. I don't know why she had a curtain thing on it, but it was like blocking the thing. It's like, yeah, we have some. And you know, so someone else was purchasing it as well. And they came up to her and like, do you have this game? He's like, yeah, look this. Look what he's getting. She's like, oh, and you know what stupid question he asked? Is it new? Is it new? She looked. Of course it's new. I was like, what?
It's already leaked. I'm sorry.
I had to face one. I was like, oh, God, let me get back home. And I went back home and I enjoyed the game with McDonald's, of course. Okay, I had to go downstairs and get me some McDonald's as well. But yeah, so it was pretty a great day. Next question. How much have you been playing it, and where are you right now? Toadette.
Hold on a second. I actually have my DS with me right now. I can check my my time. Hold up a sec. Someone's talking.
Okay.
Shut up!
Hurry their behinds up.
Alright, here, did someone go get someone else? There's somebody talking in my game.
Alright, honey, we'll go back to you. Soul.
I've been playing for, I think, 9 hours, and I am up to the third world. Very, 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 very frustrated, but yes, I'm in the third world battling Sorrow Fist of the Beef Quad thing.
The Hoorahs.
The Hoorahs!
Okay, I got it now. I'm at 18 hours, and I'm at Driftwood Shore.
Driftwood Shore. All right. How
Driftwood Shore. That's like it's like a beach like place. It's I think it's the fifth world. Sixth world.
Wait. If you count the castle as a world, yes, it's the fifth world.
Yeah.
All right, and Barky?
I have been playing it for 12 hours.
Whoa.
And I'm in Wakeport. So,
Wakeport is the thing. Best.
Yeah, well, you guys are going to be disappointed when I tell you what I'm at.
Yeah, I am disappointed.
I am at... What's that place called? Dozing Sands.
Dozing Sands. The third world.
All right, hold on. Someone's talking. I'm at this place because I've not been playing the game as much as Soul and Toadette, and obviously Barky as well, because I've not had as much time to play it, but still, I have been enjoying the game when I have the chance to play it, and it has been fun, you know, like... The battles and stuff are great, you know, the legionary attacks and stuff. That's pretty awesome. I love how they set those things up. So yeah, even though I'm not that far, I have been enjoying the game so far, and I hope to continue joining the game and not be pissed off by, like, people who constantly heal their damn health every second.
Oh gosh.
Which are probably
not. You're not gonna like Beef Cloud.
Oh my gosh.
Beef Cloud is a boss that you have to fight. He never attacks you. He never attacks you, but he heals himself by like 30 to 100 health every 3 seconds, even outside of his turn. You have to kill him as fast as you can with your strongest attacks.
Which is like hard. I'm totally gonna switch my badges.
I only use the legionary stack to kill him because doing jump and hammer isn't gonna do anything because he'll just heal that health right back.
Oh god, well, hopefully I don't get too annoyed, because, you know, that sounds like I'd be really annoying.
Yeah, but you don't have to, there's a guy that gives you the option to, like, give up if you want to just, like, stop the battle and train so you can hit him harder later.
I don't mean to spoil things for people who have not got to that point yet, but do you get, like, a reward for doing so?
Sort of.
Beef Cloud is part of a group called the Hoorahs, and in order to get to the next boss after those four bosses, you have to defeat all of them. So the really only reward you get is to actually continue on with the game. You can't continue without... I think they drop stuff, you know, just like, you know, like gear or something like that, but...
I feel like they do.
Yeah. But the Beef Cloud guy, he never attacks. He just, you know, you just got to be stacked up with with plenty of syrups and all, so you don't lose your BP. Because I really suggest using legionary attacks against him.
Use damage badges too, because you will. It's gonna be harder without them.
I just like how funny the game dialogue is. Like,
yes, it's so funny.
The French guy, that freaking like Brock granny Monster. Girl, can it, granny?
Ah, no, I don't like Starlo. She's irritating.
Starlo. Every time I think of Starlo, I think of Boo. I picture literally like what Starlo's saying and Boo's voice.
Oh my god!
I literally picture it. I'm like, what the?
Like, can it, granny?
Is Boo saying this? Like, oh my
Boo
god!
Boo wrote the dialogue for Starlo.
Next question. Some of our favorite stuff of the. What are some of our favorite stuff of the game so far? Like, just in general, it could be certain things or whatever. Just some of your favorite stuff about the game so far. Toadette, honey.
I really like the new battle system. It's hard to get into at first, but after a while, you're like, you're like, wow, this is really helpful. There's like, there's three different ways of battling. There's real world battle where it's like the classic Mario and Luigi battle where you have both the bros and, you know, bros attacks and hammers and jumping. There's dream world attacks where you're just Mario alone, but you are assisted with like an army of Luigi's. So, and since Mario is by himself, some of Luigi's stats transfer over to him. So he has like, since he's alone, you're only using one guy, he has more HP and BP and such in this mode than he does in the real world version. And you're, instead of bros attacks, you have legionary attacks where you can use your army of Luigi's as like a ball or a staff or a hammer to crush the enemy. And your jumps and hammers are accompanied by several smaller Luigi's attacking alongside you. So instead of doing just one big hit, you do a good hit and then a bunch of several other hits. And I like that mode better than the real world because it's you do a lot more damage. But in all fairness, they made the bosses harder in Dream World.
Yeah.
And the third way of battling is giant battles, which is similar to Bowser's Inside Story giant battles, except instead of Bowser, you're Luigi, and you have like hammer attack where you have to like swipe the stylus against the screen as fast as you can to get next to it. There's a jump where you have to do, like, a supercharged jump and swipe upwards. And there's like, a bros attack where Mario is still his normal guy. So he's got, so it's, like, a big Luigi guided by a tiny Mario. And so you can use Mario to either heal Luigi or do a combined bros attack that requires spinning the stylus on the screen. But the catch is that you can't use them repetitively because after you use a bros attack, Mario gets tired and you can't use them again until, like, two turns later. But I really like the new battle systems. They're a lot more creative than past Mario and Luigi's.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Soul.
Even though it's kind of a small detail, it's sort of. My favorite thing is the interactions between Luigi to the Dream World. Like, I like how you pull his mustache to have, like, vines pick you up and toss you. Or the fact that in one world, for Driftwood Shore, he's on a raft. And you can change gravity by spinning him around on the raft. And I also think they did a really creative job with that. And especially since I love the Dream World itself, too. Because, I mean, it's really cool because my favorite... It's kind of cool that they actually mirror the real world, like the background, such as in Wakeport, you can see shadows of NPCs walking by since, you know, it's like a big city. Or Dozing Sands, how in occasional parts you can see Dozing Sands is focused on machinery as well as being a desert, and you can see like gears and drills in the background. And spoiler alert, the final boss is like a giant drill version of it because some... stone possesses it or something.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Barky.
I like a lot of the things about this game. To name specific things, I really like the sprites and whatnot, like just the graphical style they've gone with. Like if you compare these sprites to the ones from past games, you know, these don't have any outlines, and I don't know, the animation is really smooth. And that it just looks really nice. And then there's all of the callbacks to like the other older games, you know. Like, you know, you see people from the Bean Bean Kingdom.
Oh yeah, I love that.
The Bean Bean Kingdom.
And I've had moments where I run into characters from past games, and it's like, oh, they did not put him in here. And that was like, neat, you know.
Oh, hi.
I like how Brock Monsieur acts like he's supposed to know you, because Brock Monsieur is from previous games. But he's like, I feel like I should know you from somewhere. But other characters recognize him. It's so cute.
That's something that like bothers me, is that like all the characters that, you know, they've had run-ins with, they're just like, do we know each other?
Well, Starlo doesn't, but yeah.
That really only happens in the dream world. No. But it also happens in the real world, too.
It happens with the black guy with the mustache, and then Popple.
Yeah, Brock Monsieur, and then Popple.
Which was one of those moments.
What's her name? Kelly Koopa? Cammy? I don't remember her
Kylie
name.
Kylie Koopa.
Kylie Koopa.
Yeah, it was nice to see her returning. Just the graphical style and all the callbacks to the older games. It's nice.
I kind of wish they actually did more with that. Just because I kind of wish Bowser would have mentioned, you know, like, this is like the good time you guys got shoved in my... I don't know how that
would be. I personally love the part when Bowser was like, hey, stealing the princess is my thing.
Yes, I love that.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
Okay, please don't tell me I'm the only one who died like once. Did you guys ever get a game over?
I died three times.
Okay.
I feel like I was a noob. I've never gotten a game over. I've gotten one of my bros KO'd, but I've only gotten Mario KO'd once. Luigi never died, and I've never gotten a game over.
Yeah, I never got a game over in something that was not the Luiginary world.
Yeah, neither.
I just freaking lost like one time because of freaking like, this bomb thing. Like this bomb was thrown at me, and I got dizzy. I'm like, oh, I can't move.
What? Law bombs? Law bombs.
It was like this bomb thing.
I take really orthodox measures to make sure I never die. So I have like, how many are I think I have like 100 super mushrooms in my inventory. And I also have like 2 healing badges. And the minute I see my health getting to like 30 or lower, heal. So I've only gotten one of my bros KO'd once, and I've never gotten the game over besides the two. There's going to be a point where you get onto a mountain and you drink water from a fountain, and it says you get a game over, but don't reset your system. It's a fake game over. There's going to be times in the game where you get fake game overs. It's funny because it's like Mario and Luigi are supposed to be dreaming. And then they start having a nightmare. It's like, Mario and Luigi can't control themselves. Game over. And then all of a sudden you hear Starlo, Mario, Luigi, wake up! So, yeah, don't reset your game when you get to that point. It's only a fake game over.
I never reset my system when I get a game over.
Never have I.
Yeah, and just in case, I'm also really orthodox in the sense that if I feel like I'm going to die or before I get to a boss, I save really frequently. That's another thing I love, how you can save at any point now.
Yes, I do love that.
I don't know why they have the save blocks. If you
exactly,
can just save
what's
point.
The point of a save block?
I think like
although
the save blocks
I do kind of use them as a sign. If I see a save block, it's like, oh, there might
that's
be
true.
A boss ahead.
Yeah.
Like if you see a save block there, that's like a sign like, oh, something big is ahead. I should save.
I kind of think they should heal you, save blocks.
Yeah, but I like also like how in the shop they add the pilate, which is
yes.
You get completely healed for only 10 coins, which is more, which is less than what you get for using a mushroom or like a candy or something like that.
That's all right. They kind of like, and they're in like the most fortunate spots usually, except for in Dozing Sands where you have to walk all the way back through the world to get it.
Yeah.
But some of my favorite stuff in the game, basically just the atmosphere itself. Like I said, the atmosphere of the game, and then also just the style of like the way it's drawn, the enemies, the way they look. It's like something about this game feels different than the other ones. I feel like the past games have like just been not like similar to like the extent like, oh yeah, they're exactly the same, but some of the games that just follow like some, you know, some of the same stuff, same clues and things like that, just like slight changes. But with this game, it feels like things have changed a lot. Like with Luigi's things and stuff. I think the Luigi sleeping thing is so cool. Like seeing Luigi sleep on the bottom screen and like how he reacts to things, it's so funny.
Oh, I also like how they didn't get lazy with like the sprites in that area. It actually changes depending on what kind of pillow Luigi's sleeping on or where he's sleeping.
Yeah. And they didn't even mirror Luigi moving. Like if he was moving diagonally, they didn't mirror it because they didn't want to fix the L. So according to Iwata asked, they had to redo all the sprites because they originally did that or something like that. So I was like, oh gosh, that must have been painful.
Yeah, it reminds me how back in Double Dash, Luigi has it backwards.
Yeah, things like that happen, I guess. But yeah, it's definitely this game has a lot of stuff in it that really makes it my favorite. The dialogue has always been my favorite thing about Mario and Luigi series. Same for Paper Mario series and stuff.
And
so yeah. Yeah, I definitely say there's a lot of stuff in this game for me to like. And I also like how the things level up in this game. Like, I just like love all the stuff that you can like level up. You can level up speed, you can level up POW. I always level up like my POW, my speed for Mario, and then Luigi I try to make him more defensive.
I always level up speed and defense. Actually, I've gotten into the habit of leveling up stash because
that's what I do.
This is the first game where stash doesn't go up, and it's like, oh, I like the stash dad. I like getting lucky hits. So my Mario and Luigi actually level up pretty fairly, and I just leave it up to the beans. Yeah, beans are very helpful. They're kind of like the little supplements you get in Pokemon where they raise your stat, but only by one. But it's still really helpful because I get a lot. I usually don't use them until I finish a world, so I have like a lot of them. I have all these beans. Yeah, Luigi, Mario, Luigi. Like I said before, I'm very, like, cautious of my brothers, so my Mario and Luigi are, like, level 21, but my Mario's HP is 119, his defense is 127, and my Luigi has 110 HP, and his defense is
144.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Their POW is only, like, 69, 70, but I have a defense in, like, 140. It's like, I really don't like dying, and I'm really bad at dodging stuff, so I make sure my bros are pretty much tanks.
Oh, I'm actually really good at dodging stuff.
Yeah, I finally found out, like, the tells for the harder enemies, like, those ones where you'd have to, they'd peer at four different angles in the dream world, and I think it's in Dozing Sands, and they'd have a little spike cactus on them, and they'd toss it at you. They'd spin a certain direction if they were gonna change, and they'd always go 90 degrees either way to hit the to toss it. So if they spin to the right, that means they're going. If there's one above you, or you know, above you or behind, I don't know, above you, north. That's it. And then if they spin to the right, they go east.
Yeah. See, it takes a couple ass kickings before I finally notice that. That's why.
Yeah.
I'm also stacked up on like Boo biscuits and all. There's also a really nice badge combination that if you activate it lets you not get hit for like six turns. You take no damage whatsoever.
That'd be so helpful with hard bosses.
Yeah, I have the combination right now, but I prefer to use the health combination since, you know, I just like health. Yeah,
the health thing is really useful in a pinch.
Yeah.
The combination you need is Guard badge and master badge. Forms a barrier that reduces damage to zero for 6 attacks. So six turns, no damage.
I have the master badge and I have the guard badge.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, so yeah, the badges are also really helpful.
Definitely. All right, so let's move on to our next question. This actually leads into something Toadette said. What's your favorite badge combination?
Ooh.
So, Toadette, like, once again, can you remind our audience what's your favorite?
Even though I was just talking about that guard badge, I never actually used it because I prefer the combination of the mushroom badge and the master badge because when your badge meter fills up, you can restore, or you can instantly restore 50% of your health.
Yeah, instead of wasting a turn.
Yeah, without even wasting a turn. So instead of, you know, using up Mario and Luigi's turn to heal up by using mushroom, whatever, you can just heal right there, 50% of your health. I heard there's even a later thing that makes you heal 80% of your health, and that would come really later, but I don't know what badge does it. But it's really useful, so if you still want to attack without and heal without wasting a turn, that's my favorite.
As for me, sorry, Soul, I completely forgot.
Alright, so my favorite is actually the one that Toadette said, the master one. My favorite is the gold badge and must badge, because that's the one that heals 80%, but it's BP. I think the one that heals HP is, expert badge and mush badge, but I like the
expert
gold badge.
I don't have that yet, but
I don't have the gold badge either, but I've known it does, and I like that because it's going to be helpful with like dream worlds especially bosses, because in this game they kind of like Sticker Star forced you to basically use things or else you really couldn't beat the boss. It's kind of like that in here where you really need to use legionary attacks or you're not going to beat the boss, so it's helpful.
Barky,
I tend to just use the, because of where I'm at, I tend to use the mush badge and the master badge. I always have that, you know, set up. And the other one is the guard and master badge. Guard and master badge.
That's the one that gives you the six turn immunity.
Until you've used it, you will never know how useful that is.
Can you say it again?
The
badge combination, you said.
Guard badge and master badge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. I was like, wait, guard and what? As for me, it's like what I said to Toadette. I basically agree with what Toadette said. Like, just when you have that badge that can help you restore health at the worst time and without wasting a turn, it's so useful. Especially when it's at the 50% thing, that is very useful. Getting 50% of your health back and not wasting a turn or anything, it's really useful to build up and use, especially with like when you do bosses and stuff. So I would definitely recommend using something like that. And sometimes, I don't know about you guys, you probably don't do this, but some badges I use sometimes, like I use the virus badge and a master badge to temporarily decrease enemies' defense so that they can take more damage, so I can beat them. I can beat those behinds quicker. I'm not sure if you guys ever have done that. I also sometimes use the, what's it called? The strike badge and the master badge. Hit one enemy for 80 damage. That's quite a ton of damage. So, yeah. I use those badges a lot, so. But there's tons and tons of combinations, so everyone should find the combination they like the most. I have my 3DS here to tell me about the badges. I'm not looking at no Mario Wiki.
I am. 36.
See?
It's
right
36.
Here, 3DS.
36 combinations.
All right. Let's move on to our last question. Wait, no, not last question. Uh-oh, I derped up again. What do you like that was implanted into this game? Like, there's so many things that were implanted into this game, like so many cool things, so many things that are different. So what was your favorite thing that was added to the game? Toret?
The Dream World, the legionary attacks is really, it's really cool.
Definitely, definitely. Soul,
I sort of have to agree with Toda. It's definitely the Dream World interactions, because they're really, like I said before, they're extremely creative. Like, Luigi can possess, like, the strangest things. Like, he'll possess a drill that lets you just spin around, I think he has, like, a sun later in, which can make, or he can make it hot or cold, the world. It's,
that's in,
Mount Pajamaja.
Yeah, Mount Pajamaja. It's, Luigi can turn to a sun or, like, a cold freezing moon, and it helps, like, it changes the, environment in the Dream World to, like, hot or cold.
My favorite one is the clock, just because, even though I don't like how they, like, when they introduced it, because they're in a sort of a, sticky situation, but I do like, the He's fact sticky. That you have to use, his mustache to go fast or slow, depending on which one you pull, and then if you want to go normal speed, you have to bop his nose. It's cute. They did really good job with that.
Barky.
The Dream World really makes the game, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's going to have to be my answer, too. It's
like a no-brainer, almost.
The Dream World. Like, it's the whole point one of the coolest game. Things.
Yeah. The Dream World definitely is one of the definite coolest things about the game. And just, I just love how Luigi interacts with it, like I said earlier. Like,
yeah.
You look in the bottom screen, you see what Luigi's doing. Luigi's so freaking weird. It's like, Luigi, what are you doing? Like, where he snores and, like, he, like, says random stuff in his sleep. And then when you have to use Starlo to, like, shake his nose, Starlo, like, touches his mouth, puts down his hat, touches his, like, neck, chest area. It's, like, so funny. I just love it.
Because I'm curious, if you try to touch Luigi any lower than you're given, he'll make, like, don't do that.
He yawns. He like stretches his body when you use a Luigi-nary attack. Like when you have to use that constellation and all the Luigis come, he just stretches and smiles, which I don't know. I don't know why he does that, but I think it's a cute addition.
He's mimicking the Mario jump pose. Like he feels heroic.
They all kind of
cheer and put their arms up, you know. They're all like, yeah, and then
I also love their high voices. I'm like, they're always like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're hilarious.
My favorite is when you enter the Dream World and Luigi's like Mario.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bang bang Mario.
Luigi.
Luigi. Barky, did you go?
Did I go what?
Did you say what your favorite thing was?
Dream World.
Yes, no, maybe so.
Dream World.
He likes the Dream World.
Yeah, everyone likes the Dream World. That's the whole point of the game. Everyone likes about it. All right.
I was afraid that I wasn't going to like it because I did get a little tired of the sections in which you were inside Bowser as Mario and Luigi in Bowser's Inside Story. I got a little tired of that. But the Dream World sections are short enough, as well as, you know, fun enough to keep you going.
Yeah, definitely. It's just the game. It feels so much more interesting now that this new feature was introduced. I don't know if it's something they're going to keep going on with or, like, this is just a one-time thing. It most likely is, but I definitely like what I'm playing so far. I mean, hey, I was playing New Leaf nonstop for the longest time and, like, this game has actually been able to draw me away from New Leaf. It's very fun, and I definitely recommend if you don't have the game, you purchase it, because it's really fun. If you have some money lying around, purchase the game. It's awesome. The Dream World, everything.
You should play all of the Mario and Luigi games.
And take it from me, like, I've only played part of Partners in Time. It's definitely worth it to buy if you want actually get in. It's like, same thing with New Leaf. I only played a little bit of a Wild World, and I'm so into New Leaf, so yes, I would definitely suggest getting Dream Team.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I played all Mario and Luigi games, and this game is actually, like, for some reason for me, this is actually so much more funner. Is that, funner is not a word, okay?
More fun.
More fun, that's the word, that's the proper grammar. It's more fun than, like, any other Mario and Luigi game to me. Like, it's funner, I said it again, more fun than like Superstar Saga, which even though it's still a great game, it's like better than Partners in Time. I even enjoyed it a lot more than Bowser's Inside Story, and I enjoyed that game a lot. So
yeah, my favorite before was Partners in Time, but now it's like, wow, this is like the best Mario and Luigi yet.
And don't even get us started about the final boss music.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, it's way better than anyone who fought Bowser's Inside Story had cool final boss music. You just gotta play this game. Your ears are going to fall off in just pure amazement.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I like my ears.
Too bad.
Does anyone have anything else to say before we move on? Anything at all?
Nope.
All right. So now let's get into what everyone has been doing this week. And let me just say this about news and community. We're not going to cover it this week. So if you're looking for the latest Nintendo/Mario news, check out Scoop Saturdays on our YouTube channel, The Lost Levels MPL.
Yes, hosted by me.
Yeah, so expect it Saturday. Okay, don't expect it to be like, oh, what day is it coming? It's Saturday. Expect it Saturday morning or like afternoon time or something like that.
Yes.
So now getting into what everyone has been doing this week. Toadette, what have you been doing this week, honey?
Play Mario and Luigi.
Did you play Pikmin 3?
No, I haven't played Pikmin 3 since I got Mario and Luigi, but I have gotten farther in that game. I'm about to start the final world in Pikmin 3.
Oh, boy.
I'll probably finish it, like, next week or so.
Soli.
All right. So, besides playing Mario and Luigi Dream Team, I don't remember what I did Monday. Tuesday, I went out to the movies with one of my best friends, who I just got started into listening to the podcast. So if she's listening to this, hey. We went to see Percy Jackson and the Olympians, and then we went to get frozen yogurt because it was really good.
Froyo.
What else did we do? On Wednesday, oh my gosh, Wednesday. I hate Wednesday. If you were on the forums, you saw this, but we had roofers. We had to get our new roof because it was a hailstorm in the middle of summer. I know, right? It's so loud. It was hammer. I wake up, it's like 6 in the morning, and they're starting. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, I wake up at like 6, but I'm not going to wake up to this. I was on the computer, I'm like, every time I hear this hammer, I'm like twitching. Oh, and then what else I have Monday? Oh, where did we go yesterday? We went to go out for food, and Chick-fil-A. And so my mom, my little brother, he went to like physical therapy or whatever. Long story, it's not anything bad or anything, but they went to physical therapy. So me and my older brother are at Chick-fil-A for an hour, like an hour and a half. We ate for like 10 minutes, and then we're there. I'm like, one of the workers kept asking if we were okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so awkward. Can we just leave? We had nowhere to leave because we didn't have the car. So I'm sitting here all day doing nothing. I'm on my iPod since I got free internet. So I'm like, I'm on the forums. I'm like, literally, I'm in the chat. I'm like, I'm still stuck at a Chick-fil-A, and it's been an hour. And finally mom came, but they were late, so, ugh. But yes, that was my really ratty week.
And Barky.
Outside of playing Mario and Luigi, I've been actually dealing with with possible carpal tunnel.
Ooh, my older brother has great. That.
A really crazy thing happened to me last night. When I was asleep, I heard a really loud noise that sounded like thunder, and I jolted up awake, and I jolted up awake, and I got scared. I was like, what the hell was that? And then after a while, I fell back asleep. And then this morning, I asked my dad, I was like, was there a thunderstorm last night? He's like, no. It's like, what the hell did I hear? It sounds like thunder. But then I later found out it was the garbage guys emptying the dumpster, and when the dumpster's really big and heavy, so when it drops to the ground, it makes like this like noise, and that's what woke me up. It's really loud and scary.
Almost as scary as me.
Rawr.
It was way scarier than you. That's how scary it was.
Oh, all right. As for me, what have I been doing this week? Well, I have been playing so much Animal Crossing New Leaf. I recently just, you know, spending time with my wife, Kiki. You know, we were just, you know, doing things and stuff, you know. Planting flowers, going to the island, buying bugs, selling bugs. My husband is going to be coming to New Leaf soon. and I will post a picture of him soon. He's gonna be really excited to come over here. And what else? I have not played Animal Crossing with Barry in a while. I need to play with her again. She's so awesome. Barry is also my wife in Animal Crossing, so two wives. What else? I really can't think of anything. I've been playing some Mario Kart 7, ironically.
Ooh.
I have no idea why I decided to play. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, sometimes I just pick up the game.
Yeah, just get the urge. And I'm like, okay, let me play this for a second. I played like three races. And I'm like, okay, that's it. I can't stand people on Wi-Fi. They are jerks.
Oh, I know.
So
right?
I will not play Mario Kart 7 for a while. Freaking spamming those freaking fire flowers and freaking going backwards and freaking raccoon tail me. I'll freaking
ooh, I hate that.
Tail. And I will cut off your tail and I will throw it out. I will shove it down your throat and shut. No.
Oh, okay.
Why would you do that?
Speaking of marrying video game characters and speaking of Mario and Luigi Dream Team, I'm married to Dreamburt now because he's gorgeous. He's sweet. Royalty and he's red and he speaks funny.
Does that mean I get Bo? Because he was.
No,
he was
Bo
just
is mine
me.
Too. We have a.
He was just as me.
Me, Bo, and Dreamer are all together. And you can have, who is it, Lobo, or is that still with SZ?
He's still with SZ.
Dang
it. I'm just gonna sit here in the back, married to Walhart and Toadette.
So, Barky, who are you married to, then?
Oh, who is Barky?
I'm gonna take Bo from you. You have Dreamer. Uh-uh. Get out.
I'll slap you. Like,
get out.
Like, bam!
What activities are you and Bo gonna do?
Eat.
Oh god, eating. Yeah, that goes a long way, Barky. But I've also recently filmed Blooming Flora chapter 10. And it was really juicy, which you're gonna expect, and by the time this podcast is posted, you're gonna see it within 2 weeks, I think.
Oh yeah.
So it's really juicy. I do such a good job as one of the new characters. She's a bunny. I'm not gonna say her exact name yet. We just have to wait and see. She's a bunny. She's in Animal Crossing, and she's really juicy and fantastic. So you can expect
juicy.
That. And you can expect utter juicy stuff as well. I like that.
Open up that juice.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. You can expect it like 2 weeks from now. I don't know. I'm going to a birthday party later today. My
ooh.
Brother's birthday party. It's
all
his birthday.
Right.
Wow, I'm going to say this. I'm gonna be honest. It's his 31st birthday.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He's like a weird. He's
I
old.
Have very older brothers. A very older brother, a very older sister.
Very old.
10, 12 years apart. It's not really weird to me, but
wow.
Apparently it's weird to some other people, which I don't know. Like, my dad told me that he had cousins who like had even further, like 16 years apart.
Dang.
And we're not like that, so 10 years, 12 years apart. As you get older, it doesn't even matter. When you're first like a little kid, then it matters because you're like, ugh, it's like a little kid. But then when you get older, it's like you know the same stuff. You're the same siblings and you grow up with stuff. So I understand things a lot better now. And
I think it's really hard to be an older sibling when all of your siblings are younger than you. Because they constantly do things to you to upset you and they know that you can't do anything back.
The oldest sibling usually, I'm sorry, Barky, if you're the oldest sibling, I'm sorry, but I gotta say this. All the siblings like to act like they're the best. Well, I'm the oldest, so I should do this first. I'm like, yeah, get out of here.
If it's a girl, because I have an older sister, and she's
I can't
just
stand
like
when they do that. I'm older. I don't give a flying crap about your damn age. Okay, you think age matters to me? I'm still a freaking human. You're still a freaking human, so you think I freaking care? Should I go into height? Should I say, oh, yeah, I'm taller than you, so I should do this first. I should do this, like, win. I can't stand that freaking argument, so you better get over yourself.
I am the best.
Quiet.
I'm not even human. I'm a dog.
I am the youngest puppy in my family.
Aw.
I have no siblings, so I'm automatically the oldest and the youngest.
You're lucky.
But yeah, that's I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm going to do a birthday party soon, and we're gonna order pizza. It's gonna be so delicious. We're gonna get some chicken noodle soup.
Ooh,
baby, that's gonna be awesome.
I love chicken noodle soup.
Sorry, you?
Yeah.
Can I have all the pizza?
No
pizza.
Give me all of the pizza.
What about me? What can I have?
You can have. Whatever is the side. With the
you
beef.
Can wrap up Barky and give it to your brother as a present.
Yeah, Barky, come over here. I'm going to wrap you.
Okay.
Come over here.
Okay.
Wrap.
All right, what type of wrapping paper should I wrap around him? How about pink?
Duct tape.
Pink. We'll put you in a pink box. Put like a little bow on your. We'll put like a little pink bow on your head.
Oh, all right.
I look fantastic. And anyway, yeah, that's pretty much it for our podcast. Real quickly, let's get into our ending information. Oh, there's so much. There's so much. If you want to guest star on the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find our updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/LostLevelsMPL. Let me say this real quick. Signups are closed for the Lost Levels. Please stop sending in requests to join. I don't mean this rudely to anyone, but some people have like contacted Gmail, contacted me on YouTube and stuff, like, and they actually sent in stuff, and I had to erase their messages. I'm like, please don't send in. We already have our new Lost Levels. I'm hearing them speak right now. Speak.
I'm speaking. Speaking.
Yeah, they're there, and they're like a dog and like some like little 5-year-olds.
I'm 13.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're 12. Okay. I'm sorry, Sol. Anyway, you can check out Mar Party Legacy and our forum at marpartylegacy.com, marpartylegacy.com/forum. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page, MPL Network. You can follow me on Twitter. I am @SpiderStarYou. And you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I am SpiderStarYou. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos when the sun is shining and it's like making you get hot. You're like, whoo, the sun is freaking hot as hell. You drink me, and I just fill you up with the juice. Yes, I'm like literally liquid in a cup, and you're supposed to drink me. So you better drink me. Yeah, I'm juicy. And even though Dark Boo's in here today, I'm still going to do a shout-out to him. Hey, follow him on YouTube, 516-974-3494. Yeah, baby. And for – please, I'm not going to do that. Toadette is Kaylin Robitalian on YouTube. Her Tumblr is Unofficial Toadette. Her Facebook is This Is Nature. And for Sol, you can follow his Blogspot. It's absolpowers.blogspot.com. And for YouTube, you can find Barky on YouTube. He's Barky Foxtrot. And that's it. Yes, thank you guys so much for watching today. And we will see you. Oh, wait, before we go, shout out to Paul.
Shout out to Paul.
I have to type that in.
All right, Paul.
Shout out to Paul.
Woohoo!
Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time, all right? See you. Goodbye.
Bye.